She described it as being stabbed with hypodermic needles in the face.
This is Hypothesis. I'm Alec Hamilton. Today, we have a story about a tiny newcomer to New Jersey who could really leave a big impression.
It's really scary because it's apparently very painful and it burns.
Jack Gaynor is a molecular biologist who works on jellyfish. 4 weeks ago, a colleague came back from an international jellyfish symposium totally fired up about studying a fearsome Pacific animal called the clinging jelly.
We actually had a plan to go out searching for this thing.
The species had never been spotted in New Jersey. But just a week later, Gaynor got a call from Jenkinson's Aquarium in Point Pleasant Beach.
Saying, yeah, look what we found. It was just so coincidental.
A fisherman had pulled something strange out of the Manasquan River on the Jersey shore. Molecular analysis confirmed it was a clinging jelly. Since then, Gaynor's investigated dozens more sightings in the area.
It likes shallow, tidal estuaries, you know, that have quiet water and lots of submerged aquatic vegetation.
The jellies are only slightly larger than a dime, but they're mighty. Their sting can cause numbness, shortness of breath, and severe muscle cramps. But what's dangerous to a human could benefit humanity. Gaynor believes there's an opportunity to learn from the venom about how human nerve cells experience pain, potentially leading to medical breakthroughs.
You know, the scientist in me is looking at this thinking, this is like a gold mine because we could be harvesting all sorts of interesting genes and proteins from this particular organism for many years to come.
I'm Alec Hamilton. This is Hypothesis.